And a very good morning to you. It is Wednesday morning, the 8th of December, the year 2021. And this is your friend Angus Buchan with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19 and one verse, verse 40. And Jesus answered and he said to them, I tell you that if these should keep silent, the stones would immediately cry out. Not to be ashamed to speak up and to tell people that we are Christians. If we go to the Old Testament, to the second book of Samuel, and I am reading from chapter 6 and from verse 20. Now this was Michal, who was David's wife. She was so embarrassed because David was dancing publicly in his underwear in front of the people. And she said, how glorious was the king of Israel today? Very sarcastic. Uncovering himself today in the eyes of the maids of his servants as one of the base fellows shamelessly uncovers himself. But David responded in verse 22, and I will be even more undignified than this and will be humble in my own sight. But listen to this sad verse, verse 23. Therefore, Michal, the daughter of Saul, had no children to the day of her death because she mocked God's chosen vessel. Not to be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. You know that scripture very well, Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation for those who believe. First the Jew and then the Gentile. There is no such thing as a secret agent Christian. We either publicly admit that we follow him or we don't. Do the people that you work with in your employment, do they know that you are a Christian? Do the scholars where you study, do they know that you are a Christian? We need to be unashamed of the gospel of Christ. That's where the power lies. Do you remember the 21 Coptic martyrs that lost their lives because they refused to deny the sovereignty of Christ? They were marched to the Libyan shore, 21 of them in orange overalls. They had ISIS men standing behind them with swords. All they had to do was to deny Christ, and they could have lived. 20 of them came from Egypt. There was one man came from Ghana. And when they had slit the throats of these men because they refused to deny Christ, they asked the 21st man, a man from Ghana, and what about you? And he said, I'm with them as well. And they killed him. Today, we need to ask God to give us strength to speak up for the Lord. These men were not theologians. They were not great preachers. They were workers, migrant workers, but they loved Jesus. Go out today and tell three people that you are a follower of Jesus Christ. God bless you and goodbye.